Good enough, Cecil. You got all excited for nothing.
You mean we got excited?
Well, it looks like we have to think of another plan.
Darn it.
What's the matter, Cecil?
Oh, I wish I had my 25 cents back again that we spent for those eggs.
Cecil, what was the sense in that? You didn't tell me.
And I'm not going to. I had a good reason.
Bad eggs for a good reason.
Sorry, haven't you any plan to keep Mr. Hatton from buying the store?
Cecil, do you think I could vamp him? It's kind of silly, but, well, it's done in the movies.
You couldn't vamp anybody.
Oh, is that so?
You darn well know it is.
Well, I can. I know it if I have the chance.
I guess you've practiced in front of your mirror.
Oh, how did you know, Cecil?
Oh, I'd like to sneak over to your house and catch you getting dramatic all by yourself in front of your mirror.
Well, I've practiced some effective poses and gestures.
Well, Greta Garbo, so you think you can vamp Mr. Hatton out of buying the store from your uncle?
Well, I could try if everything else fails.
No, that's out. You can't do that.
Oh, I'm sure I could make him be my slave.
Oh, that's silly.
Oh, you don't think I can, huh? Well, look. See? I would walk like this. Real snaky. Look.
Aw, Sally. Cut it. That's not going to make an old businessman fall for you.
Well, that's the way a vamp walks. And they always get their man.
I don't care. You walk like you've got a crink in your back.
And look, Cecil. I'd give him one of these looks.
You'd give your victim a look like that?
Yeah.
What do you want to do, scare him?
Then I'd turn my back and look over my shoulder.
What are you grinning for?
That's not a grin. That's a smile, thank you.
Do you have to stretch your neck like that?
Oh, I see you don't understand what makes a man weaken.
No, and neither do you.
I certainly do. I don't go to the movies and read books for nothing.
Well, you do if that's all you get out of them.
Cecil, I just know I could vamp that old Mr. Hatton.
The old dumbbell would think you were playing games.
Cecil, look. This would be my last move. And then I'd have him.
What's that?
I'd walk up to him and take him by the hair.
I thought you said he was bald-headed.
Well, that's right. Well, I'd hold him by the ears then.
You know what I'd do if a girl took me by the ears?
Well, you're not normal anyhow, Cecil.
I'd give her a swift kick.
And that proves that you're no gentleman either.
No girl is going to swing on my ears.
I'd walk up to him like this and sort of half close my eyes.
Watch out, you'll stumble.
And put my arms around his neck like this and say, "Kiss me, my fool."
Get away from me, Sally. Get off my neck. Oh, you're crazy.
Well, don't get so excited. I was just demonstrating to you.
Listen, you need about 10 years more practice at home in front of your mirror.
Well, I just know I could do it.
Yeah. And suppose the old fool started to kiss you. What then?
Well, I'd elude him and run to the other side of the room.
Yeah. That'd go over big. Then he chases you.
Well, I don't know about that, Cecil. Do you think he would?
Oh, sure. You always have to play. You catch me, tag, you're it.
Do you think I ought to try it, Cecil?
Over my dead body, you'll try it.
Oh, Cecil, you're so masterful.
Gosh, where do you ever get such ideas?
Well, you are masterful.
I mean about what you were telling me.
Well, I saw that done in a movie once, and of course, some of the ideas are my own.
I know darn well if anyone tried to kiss you, you'd scream and holler for your uncle.
I didn't scream when you...
Well, as I was saying, we've got to get another plan to block that old deal.
Cecil, I said you didn't hear me scream the first time that you...
Ah, Sally, get next to yourself. I don't want to hear it.
Cecil, it's too bad you didn't live 100,000 million years ago.
What's that got to do with what we're talking about?
Nothing, I guess, but... Oh, what a wonderful caveman you'd have made.
Rats. Besides, the world wasn't going 100,000 million years ago.
Well, that's what it said in the Sunday supplement.
Oh, so that's where you get some of your big plans. From the Sunday scandal sheet. Huh, I might have known.
Well, I think of some myself, too.
Oh, no, I have a better plan.
A better plan than to have me vamp him?
That was no plan. That was a headache.
I still think I could do it.
Well, you're not going to. So just forget about it.
Have you another idea? Well, I'll tell you this, Cecil. If it takes any more bad eggs or things like that, I won't help.
Oh, so you won't help me, huh?
No, I won't, when you don't tell me what it's all about.
So you just want to sit by and let your uncle sell out and take you away to Europe and everything? Huh. So that's the way you feel.
Cecil, you know I won't go unless you could go. Well, I'd hate to.
I don't believe it. I believe you want to go. You don't care if you never see me again.
Cecil, that's not true now.
Well, you won't help me do something to queer the sale of the store.
Well, not when it takes such queer things as bad eggs.
All right, then. All right. I won't do anything. I hope he sells and signs the papers this afternoon.
Oh, Cecil, don't act like a baby.
You won't give me your support in my darkest moment.
Well, you won't tell me what your plan is. I didn't...
Oh, I heard what you said. And what's more important, at last I know how you really feel.
Oh, Cecil, you're the one that's talking like a movie.
Oh, is that so? All right. Just wait. I'm going to try and help your uncle sell the store now.
Cecil, please. You're making everything sound wrong. Well, I
just didn't... wait. You'll be sorry. When you're on the train that goes to Europe.
Cecil, you don't go to Europe on a train. It's a boat.
You'll be on the boat, and the whistles will be blowing, and you'll look down at me on the dock, bravely smiling through my tears. Then you'll be sorry.
Cecil, please. Please, I didn't mean to hurt you.
Oh, don't pull on me. And I'll send you flowers to always remember me by.
What kind of flowers, Cecil? I just love orchids.
Well, I won't send orchids. They cost too much.
Well, then don't send me anything if you can't send me orchids.
You'll take what I can send and like it.
I will not.
All right, then I won't send any.
You won't give me anything to remember you by?
No. That's the way you feel about it?
Not even a little goodbye kiss?
Not any kind. You can't make a fool out of me.
No. You seem to be doing very well by yourself.
Well, I'm glad to find out at last that I don't make much difference.
Oh, Cecil, look. Oh, Cecil. But I'm not going away.
You are. How can you help it? Your uncle will take you.
Well, you and I are going to think of something to keep him from selling out, aren't we, Cecil? With my help, too, aren't we?
I'll have to think about it.
That's right. And if I said I wouldn't help you, I didn't mean it. Look, Cecil.
Oh, no, you don't. You don't practice your vamping on me. Let go of my ears.
I will not.
Sally, you're hurting my ears. Please.
Will you stop acting insulted then?
No, you can't make me. Let go. Please, Sally. Oh, here comes a customer.
Well, will you stop being mad?
Yes, yes. Darn you. Wait till I catch you. You better run wait on that customer. Oh, now I've got to think of another plan all over again. Oh, well.